ready to get serious about building content sites and building a profitable business online? Welcome to the Niche Website Builders Podcast. We bring you the latest field-tested tips, tricks, and strategies for building a profitable online asset. We interview industry experts, share customer success stories, and reveal our own experiences working on hundreds of sites to inspire and motivate you to make something happen. Let's do this.
Welcome to the Niche Website Builder Show. We're back. We didn't mean to be gone, but we missed a week, and then we missed another week. And before we know it, we've missed 6 weeks. So apologies for the delay in broadcasting, or should I say the pause in broadcasting. We plan to get back to the weekly shows now. So today I speak with Sarah Clough, who is the Head of Marketing Partnerships at Zoic. So we speak a lot about the ad industry in general. Adam and I often speak a lot about, you know, how ad revenue is significantly better than it was many years ago, and it can be a great revenue stream just on its own. And you know, generally, all of the sites we start and when we're recommending to clients, we generally recommend starting with info content, even if the long-term goal is to monetize through other means, via affiliate or however, just so that we can start getting some traction on the website, just start getting some traffic. Sooner we get traffic, the sooner we can have ads, the sooner we can start earning a little bit of revenue, which can supplement, you know, future growth for the site. So, and generally we say that because, you know, informational content is just generally easier to rank than affiliate content. So if you want to, you know, get going more quickly, get started, then we talk about using ad revenue. So Sarah Clough and I talk a little bit about that. We also talk about some of the innovations at Zoic. So Zoic are pretty forward-thinking. They're quite innovative in, you know, what they do in terms of the ad space, in a pretty, you know, what's been a pretty stale industry kind of over the years. So, you know, some of the times things we talk about some of the grants that they're offering. So they're offering kind of free money to people to help them with their sites and get them kickstarted. So there's a few different kind of grant programs they have that you can kind of apply for and get involved in. We talk things about like the levels that they have. So they've kind of got a gamified kind of approach to helping you optimize your site, improve your income. You know, as you do improve your income or improve traffic to your site, you kind of get to level up to the next level, which opens up new benefits and more opportunity for monetization. So we talk about a bunch of other stuff and other partnerships. We're also partnering with Zoic as part of their grant schemes as well. So if you've given a grant for content in particular, then it's Niche Website Builders that's going to be delivering on that. We cover quite a lot of ground in the show, but it's all very interesting. So I hope you enjoy the show.
This episode is brought to you by Niche Website Builders, an agency dedicated to helping people just like you build profitable content sites. Niche Website Builders are the hands-off content site marketing agency you always wished existed. It's run by content site marketers for content site marketers, and they help both investors and individuals alike build profitable online properties. They provide a fully outsourced approach to content creation, link building, and done-for-you website builds, the same approach they use on their own six-figure portfolios. For example, their content packages come with a proprietary keyword research process, are written by in-house native English speakers, formatted using templates proven to convert, and uploaded to WordPress with affiliate links added so that all you need to do is hit the publish button. Check them out at nichewebsite.builders/show. That's nichewebsite.builders/show and fill out the form to get coupon codes for 10% more content or a 10% discount on links with your first order sent right to your inbox.
Welcome back to the Niche Website Builder Show. Today, I have Sarah Clough from Zoic. She is the Head of Marketing Partnerships. Welcome, Sarah.
Thank you for having me.
So, you guys... I've been busy at Zoic for sure since we've kind of partnered with you over the last year or so, and so much has changed in that time and so much has happened. Mm-hmm. And you guys at Zoic are kind of really leading the way in kind of that ad space. So I thought it'd be really good to get you on the show to like talk about some of the stuff that you're doing as Zoic and looking at the future direction of that. But it'd be really great to, for people who don't know you and haven't heard about what your role is at Zoic, it could be really good to get a little bit about yourself and your background and even before you started at Zoic, well, you know, the stuff that you were doing then. So
So I've been at Zoic for about 3 years now. So my official title is Head of Marketing Partnerships. What that means is that I manage all of the relationships with our partners. Mark is one of them, Niche Website Builders. But we also work with, you know, various other community owners or just people in this space who are really smart. I started out doing social media, actually. I've transitioned to doing a lot of different things. I'm currently managing our new program, Level Up Learning. But yeah, really just wearing a lot of hats just in marketing. And yeah, everything we do in marketing is really focused around providing education to our publishers. So that's really kind of what I myself focus on, and everybody else on the marketing team are really just professional educators, I guess you could say.
Yeah, for sure. So tell me about how you got started at Zoic. Like tell us about what were you doing before you started at Zoic, and how come you
ended up there? So this is actually my first job. I've been at Zoic is my only career path. So you've probably heard of Tyler Bishop. He's kind of everywhere in every corner of the internet of digital publishing. So I applied for a job at Zoic and met with Tyler, and his brilliance just kind of really influenced me and pulled me in. I was very interested in just publishing and this whole industry. It wasn't something I was familiar with prior to joining the company. But it was fascinating to me. You know, I felt like there was so much that you could learn. And it really is, you know, 3 years in, I'm learning new things just about this industry, about, you know, our product, about, you know, different publishers, bloggers, you know, and how they identify themselves. I'm learning new things about that every single day. And I feel like the horizon is very far off for when, you know, I'll kind of be like, oh, well, I know everything there is to know. You know, there's always more to know. And so I think that's why this is a really, really great industry to be in. It's very fascinating. And yeah, just being able to help publishers, help them understand how to use our products better, help them understand how, you know, the industry works, how the ad space works, how, you know, the internet works. Really, it's constantly evolving. Thank you, Google. But that keeps us on our toes, right? It keeps things interesting.
Yeah, I mean, it's changing all the time. The whole industry is changing all the time. Yeah. And even just the ad space itself changing all the time. So
all the time. Right. So it's a very interesting industry to be in. I recommend it.
Yeah. I mean, at Niche Website Builders, and, you know, we from Adam and my own portfolios, and what we kind of recommend it to clients now, is we're setting up a lot more informational sites as opposed to kind of affiliate kind of sites. So by informational sites, you know, we mean like much more informational topics that are just easier to rank for than like the affiliate terms, like the best X for Y kind of terms.
Yeah.
And you know, there's like a number of reasons why that's kind of come into play, especially in the last year. And like one of them is that, you know, ad revenue is becoming better and better over time. I was looking at the ad index that you have on your site earlier again today.
Yeah.
And if you look at like the last 5 years, you can earn 2-3 times what you could earn 5 years ago now. Like, so it's becoming like a really viable revenue stream, even on its own, let alone with anything else. That's one of the reasons, like obviously like Amazon lowering their commission rates and stuff is another reason why affiliate's less popular. But we're doing a lot with informational sites and therefore a lot more with ads, my personally, and for our clients these days. So I don't know if you've kind of got kind of a view on that. And
It's interesting that you say that. I've heard that from so many publishers recently. And I really think, you know, the first time I really start to hear that, you know, big pivot for a lot of people was when Amazon cut their affiliate commissions. I think it really put people kind of into a perspective of like, you know, when it comes to affiliate, you're not really in control of the revenue that you could be getting because it's in the hands of the affiliate. Whereas with display ads and monetizing programmatically, it's a lot more reliable. Like you said, it's a dependable revenue source. And so I think a lot of people pivoted to that, you know, when Amazon did those cuts, because it's like, well, when are they going to do it again? Are they going to do it again? And then it's kind of like a trickle effect of, you know, other affiliates doing the same thing. And so you know, before then, I had always recommended to people, you know, if you are focusing on affiliate, it's good to maybe just diversify, or maybe have a site where you're monetizing both with affiliate and programmatic. Or, you know, if you have more than one site or a portfolio of sites, diversify them that way, do some affiliate and some display. So it was, you know, before it was me trying to convince people to, you know, diversify. And now I feel like people are just kind of on their own shifting more towards programmatic because of that, you know, reliability.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that doesn't mean you can't do something further down the road with affiliate or something else.
Still, it's good to diversify but yeah.
For sure. Just for getting initial traction anyway with you know, on a site, you just want to start getting some traffic and start getting some revenue, which can then show you some return or at least fund some of your growth into the site like earlier on.
Yes.
We're finding that's just like a much better way kind of doing it now. So
yes.
Awesome.
It's good in the early days to see like even just pennies rolling in. It's kind of like starts small, but it's proof that, you know, your hard work is paying off. And that will eventually grow to be hundreds to thousands of dollars one day.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. For sure. And yeah. Okay. So, I mean, I thought it'd be really good to speak with you about, like, you know, you recently had Customer Week, if anybody's not aware of that. Like
tons of announcements.
Tons of announcements. Yeah. So I thought it'd be really good to kind of share some of those announcements kind of with our audience, our niche website builders, and talk about some of the things that you've done, which are really cool, actually. And
of course.
So I guess the first thing I'd really like to talk about is kind of levels and kind of what that means. And like, you already have premium. So I think for people who don't know about what premium is, it'd be really good to tell you, for you to share what premium is and like how levels kind of differs from that, if you're able to do that.
Yeah. So levels was our really big, you know, kind of big announcement during Customer Week. It was the very first thing that we announced. We called it kind of like our headliner, because it was probably going to be the most drastic change, you know, of all of the things that we announced, because it did apply to everyone, all Azoic publishers. So what levels are, basically, it is kind of like what it sounds like. You start with Access Now, goes to level 1, level 2, level 3, level 4, and then VIP. You can find your level inside of your Azoic dashboard to kind of see what does that mean? Like, what level am I at? But basically, you know, the reason that we decided to implement levels is because we wanted to have a more transparent way for all publishers to know what kind of services, what benefits are available to them, what they should be expecting based on what level that they're in. So prior to levels, it was just kind of a shot in the dark. There wasn't a lot of clarity around what you can be expecting in terms of, you know, what kind of like benefits do I get as I grow as a publisher? So when I get more traffic and when I get more revenue, like, can I expect, you know, additional resources? Do I get tools? Do I get access to a special team who will do SEO, you know, audits for my site, things like that? Or like, can I get access to additional ad partners? You would have to kind of reach out to find out that information. And we really, really, really were trying to make things very clear so everyone can understand, you know, this is what level I'm at. This is what is available to me. And then when I get to the next level, I get these additional services. And this is also a way to really encourage publishers to continue to like move up that ladder and, you know, want to get to the next level. We call it leveling up.
Yeah.
Because it is something to be celebrated. You know, any aspect of growing your traffic or revenue is a huge success, you know, for any publisher. And so, so that's kind of why we created levels. And if you're listening to this and you're an Azoic publisher and you don't know what your level is yet, we've built out an entire levels dashboard. So right when you log in, you should see it right there. It says levels, you click on it. It shows you what level you're at. And based on the revenue and traffic benchmarks, how long it'll take you to get to the next level, or, you know, in terms of traffic and revenue, how long it'll take you. And then you can also see things like who is your, you know, Azoic representative, because that's another thing that lacked transparency before. Just knowing who should I be reaching out to if I need help? What kind of support should I be expecting at what level that I'm in? So you can see them right there. So say, for example, if your Azoic rep is Morgan, she's the one that we use on the example, then you can go and click on Morgan's name. You can start a chat with her, or you can email her directly from right inside your dashboard, which is really, really great because, you know, it just saves so much guessing time. We're just trying to get rid of that, you know, guessing what I'm supposed to be doing, and really just help, you know, publishers focus on really growing their sites and not having to be confused ever.
Yeah, for sure. And Access Now is what you call basically like the entry level to kind of that.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So Access Now is really what helped us remove our barrier to entry. So prior to Access Now, it was you had to have 10,000 monthly page views to get access to Azoic. And that's the way that it's been for years. I mean, when I was working here, that's the way it was for years. And ever since Azoic had started, but we really wanted to get rid of that barrier. And so we created Access Now. What Access Now is it's essentially a three-part course that teaches you how to integrate, how to set up your site, you know, how to use our, you know, speed settings, and really just being able to like know how to navigate the dashboard, especially when your site is at a young age. Typically, those publishers are newer to publishing in general, newer to the industry. And so we kind of walk them through the things that they need to know to be successful on their own. So if you do want to join Azoic with less than 10,000 page views, you join that program. You also get access to a community where you can talk to other publishers as part of that. And then as soon as you are at the 10,000 mark, you move up to level one.
Cool. Cool. And yeah. I mean, you don't automatically just get approved, right? So like what is it that people need to, you know, if they're applying for Access Now, you don't just kind of automatically get approved because that traffic kind of thing's gone away. Like what things do you need to watch out for as a publisher that to make sure you kind of do get approved?
Yeah, well, so for Access Now, because we have wiped the traffic requirements, really any site can get access to Azoic, but you do just need to adhere to Google policy. So we are a Google partner, so any restrictions that they implement, we implement the exact same ones. But again, it's really you shouldn't really need to worry about this. It's pretty much scraped content, any illegal content. Obviously, you can't have anything like porn on there, but that's kind of it. So other than that, you can get access to Azoic. So we've really removed any kind of barriers that are restricting people to access Azoic. Really, unless you're doing anything shady, you should be able to get access to Azoic.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. So I've currently got one site with Azoic. I'm building out some other sites, which are going to be my... I've been talking a little bit on our podcast about building some sites rather than kind of building to flip. It's kind of building to make, to keep for a lot longer term. And that's where the ad revenue ones kind that's of awesome. Work. So I've just got a base level of like income that comes in all the time and then carry on doing that flipping on the side. So I've got another three sites, which I'm kind of building up at the moment and kind of hoping to bring across. But with the site I've got, I'm kind of at level three. I'm about 90% on the two little things for level four. But what I want to know is like, when I get to VIP, what kind of things can I expect at the VIP level?
Yeah, so VIP is actually a very, it's almost like, I want to say like a rare invite. So you can expect a lot more ad partners. So, and this is, I think you asked earlier about the difference between, you know, premium and levels. So this is where, you know, that comes into play. So what we call them is A++ ad partners. It's really just kind of a way to like label them. But what that means is basically you're getting access to additional header bidders. You're getting access to, I want to say it's like nearly 25 additional ad partners. So this is different in that it's going to be automatic in addition to premium. So what premium is premium is getting direct deals for your site specifically. Yeah. So that's why premium is separate from levels. It's premium is still its own thing. It's because it's invite only. The reason it's invite only is because it's not available to every website because those direct deals are catered more to that site. Mm-hmm. And so you still have that premium earnings. But additionally, with levels, when you do move up, you'll get access to first A+ and then A++. And then when you're in VIP, our sales and our operations team, like they go to work for your site to find, you know, any direct deals or ad campaigns that they can run directly on your site. So it's almost like you have your own ad sales team working for you to make you the most revenue on your site. In addition with that, they'll do custom built-in technology for anything that you want on your site. You'll have SEO specialists, experts doing audits on your site for you all the time. It's really, you can think of it as like having, you know, a whole team of people that are just working directly for your site and making sure it's the most successful it can be.
Yeah. I mean, that gamified approach definitely works for me and Adam anyway, yes. For sure. Like we're definitely wanting, because yeah. Like, you've got the levels, and then you, even in premium, you've kind of got the next level up, right? Which goes on for like to huge numbers.
Yeah. We have the different premium tiers as well. Yeah. Yeah. And the thing too, I'd like to note with, I think you said you're close. You're at the 90% mm-hmm. of level 3.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyone who's maybe in the same boat, maybe if you're in level 1 and you're really close to hitting that benchmark for level 2. So say your traffic is up and your revenue is up, but just you're a little far away, you can actually apply. If you're adamant about it and you want to be proactive, you can apply to level up earlier. And you can, you know, just kind of pitch your case and say, you know, my revenue is steadily increasing and I'm close to that level 2 benchmark. I want to be in level 2. And they will consider your application. You might have a chance to level up early.
Cool. Just I think I'm right on this, but correct me if I'm wrong, right? So these levels, they apply across like all of the sites you have with Azoic, right? They don't, it's not per site or not on a per site basis. So
it is based on your largest site.
Oh, is it?
On Azure.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I thought it was an amalgamation of all of the traffic from mm-hmm. and all of the revenue from all of the sites. That's not the case.
No. Yeah. It's going to be your highest traffic and revenue site.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. Awesome. So.
Yeah.
Okay. So I think that kind of clears things up on levels, I think, and premium. And yeah, it's really good. I really like
it. Awesome.
We're
really excited about it
in the dashboard. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's great to see already. I mean, Customer Week was September 13th when it started. So really, it hasn't even been a full month yet since we announced levels. And I have already seen, you know, I spend a lot of time in publisher communities and interacting with publishers in different, you know, nooks and crannies of the internet. And I've already seen so many publishers say, so excited. I got to level 3 today. They're sharing it, you know, in the communities, they're posting it on Twitter, you know, it's like they're celebrating this huge milestone. And it's so awesome to see that, you know, they're as excited as we are, you know, about this success of, you know, moving, leveling up and like moving up that, you know, traffic and revenue milestone. It's awesome. Yeah.
I think I'm going to apply to that level. I've seen the button in there to apply for level 4, so I think I'm going to do that after the call.
Yeah, do it. Why not? You got nothing to lose.
Go on. So tell us, you got like the level up learning, which kind of comes hand in hand with that. So
yes.
Tell us a bit about the learning aspect.
Yeah, so level up learning, the first program started on October 1st. So it's going to be a 4-week program. It starts at the first Monday of every month. So you can join for the November class. Basically what it is it's a course. It's completely optional. But we really wanted to provide, you know, with the launch of levels, we wanted to provide publishers extra resources to, essentially level up faster. And what I mean by that is, you know, we're providing them with webinars, you know, challenges, checklists, an online community, of information that they can use to grow their revenue and grow their traffic so that they can, you know, move up that, you know, progress faster. So that's really the purpose behind it. But it's been really, really overwhelmingly positive. You know, we're moving to the second week here soon. We have, you know, a lot of engagement within the program. People are, you know, talking about the courses and things that they've learned, even things about their Azoic setup, like their monetization settings that they've learned. You know, I didn't know I had this missing. I made this adjustment yesterday to my Azoic setup. I've already seen my EPMV go up $3 in just a day, which is like little things like that can make a really big difference in the long run. And so that's really why we started Level Up Learning. You also have, you know, if you do join Level Up Learning, you have the ability to apply for Spark grants, which are only available to Level Up Learning and Access Now publishers. So it is an additional way to get grants from a Zoic. So if you are interested in joining the program, you can sign up in your levels dashboard. You'll kind of join like a waitlist to join the next class. That'll start on the first Monday of November. But in the meantime, you can join the Discord community and just chat with other publishers in there. It's a really great way to connect with Zoic publishers. I've already seen, you know, so many publishers helping each other. We have channels for revenue-based conversations, anything about Leap, and just any questions that you have about Zoic in general. All the publishers in there have been really, really helpful to each other. So it's great to see it. I think, you know, it's nothing but valuable, but again, it's optional. So that's what Level Up Learning is.
Yeah, awesome. How many people do you have in the Discord right now, though?
We have about 700 right now.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Awesome. So yeah, you have a number of different grants, right? So you announced that it's $12 million of grants or funding you've got for publishers,
12.
Right?
12.4 to be 4. Exact.
Okay, don't forget the 0.4. When the number gets that big, like, it doesn't matter anymore, you know? But
Right? No, yeah.
Yeah, so like, yeah, tell us about, because you've got Spark grants, growth grants, and incubator grants, right?
Yes, exactly. So yeah, we announced our $12.4 million investment. Again, that was along with Levels. That was like our big announcement that we are investing this money into our publishers. The reason behind doing this is just, you know, over the years, everything that we do, you know, at Zoic is really to give publishers the resources that they need to be successful, give them the tools, you know, in marketing, we're giving them the education, really just helping them, you know, grow their sites to be a full-time profitable business. But the one thing I think that holds a lot of publishers back is just needing that funding to hire writers. Maybe it's, you know, equipment or things that they need, to really just kind of get to that full-time publishing, quitting their 9-to-5 job. I know that that's a really big thing I see around the internet. Yeah. Of publishers saying, you know, they want to quit their full-time job and, you know, focus on blogging. Or maybe if you're already at that stage, maybe you're already publishing full-time, maybe you need a little bit of investment to help you expand your business. Maybe you need to hire writers or hire a team of people to create content with you. So there's a ton of use cases, but, you know, it's a really good way for us to invest our marketing dollars. You know, it really just aligns back with that initial motivation to give publishers opportunities and resources so that they can be very successful and only have to focus on creating content and growing their traffic, growing their revenue.
Cool.
So that's, you know, the motivation behind doing this. So we've broken it up a few ways. So Spark grants are going to be like the smallest tier. So in terms of like grants, award grants that are like allotted the amount, it's tiered. So it starts with Spark grants, then it's growth, and then it's incubator. So Spark grants are available to Access Now publishers or Level Up Learning publishers. So essentially, if you've decided to opt into one of our education-based programs, you do have the ability to earn more grants. These are going to be a little bit smaller grants, but you do have the opportunity to earn them more than once. We're going to be giving them out weekly and a lot more. So that's Spark grants. And then growth grants are available to level 2 and up. These are going to be a little bit larger grants, but they are going to be, you know, tailored to publishers who have demonstrated a really consistent, you know, traffic and revenue growth since using Zoic. So, you know, if you're someone who's focusing on really growing your website, then you'll be selected to apply for a growth grant. So we do this kind of behind the scenes where we're selecting, you know, these publishers, we base it on data. So we'll pull those lists and then kind of select publishers to apply for growth grants. These applications will probably go out once a month. In the future, we might increase that to a couple times a month. And then incubator grants are a little bit more rare. So you can think of these as more of like investments, so, or an interest-free loan from Zoic. So these are going to be really, you know, for publishers who need that, you know, big push to get them to the end goal of where they want to be. These are available for publishers who are level 3 or up. So 3, 4, or VIP.
Okay.
You also will need to be selected to apply for these.
Awesome. Awesome. And yeah, so, you know, obviously, I don't think anybody kind of knows this yet, but our Niche Website Builders, we're partnering with you kind of on this kind of grant aspect as well. So we're excited about that.
Yeah. So that, Yeah. So that is a grant that is going to be offered to the Level Up Learning publishers. So each month we're going to be giving out a content grant that is brought to you by Niche Website Builders. So it's a $700 value and there's so much that goes into it. So we're going to be selecting one lucky winner from all of the applications that we get throughout the month. And then when the new program starts again in November, there's going to be one winner from that batch as well and so on. But yeah, you can apply for it in the application portal that is open in your Level Up Learning dashboard. But yeah, we're very excited about that. We'll be making that winner announcement the first week of November.
Awesome. Fantastic. And I just had a thought, right? So going back to what we were saying about levels and kind of including all of the sites, and I was wrong. It was just the top site, right? But is that in premium where all of the sites count towards the traffic numbers you have to get to move up through the
That's a good question.
Maybe that's what I was thinking of.
I believe it's your highest earning site. I don't want to misspeak. So don't hold it against me. Yeah. But I can find out.
Yeah, let's find out. Okay, I'll tell you what we do. We'll find out and I'll record it into the intro for this and then people will confirm. But yeah, I think it'd be really cool to find that out. Yeah, because I thought that was the case, but maybe for one of them, but maybe I just forget. Maybe I just remembered that wrong. But cool. Okay.
I believe it's your highest earning site. I'm pretty confident with that answer, but I want to double check to be sure so I'm not, you know, spreading any misinformation around here.
Yeah, no worries. Okay, that sounds good.
But yeah.
Awesome. Okay, so yeah, we already spoke about like the Access Now program, which is cool. And then the Leap tool, you can release that for all new and existing customers as well. So
yeah.
Leap's kind
of, that was a big announcement during Customer Week as well. Again, all of this, we're going back to Customer Week. If you missed Customer Week, it was a busy week. There was lots of new things announced. You can still recap if you missed any of the content. We still have our Customer Week page up on the Azoic website. But during Customer Week, we announced that Leap is now available to all customers. It was kind of a slow rollout. So, Leap is something that we'd been working on for over a year. If you don't know what Leap is our new speed tool set. It's completely free for Azoic publishers. Leap was really built to just replace any speed optimization plugin that, you know, you might be paying for. I know a lot of publishers pay for a lot of speed plugins or just different ones. And a lot of times they overlap with each other and end up paying hundreds of dollars, some people, you know, in these plugins. Yeah. But Leap is completely free. It does all of that for you. So it'll optimize, you know, speed settings for you. But also what's really cool is that Leap does a full analysis of your website to tell you which aspects of your site are fast or what needs improvement or what they recommend, you know, you should remove as it caters to core web vitals. So as we know, Core Web Vitals has been a big focus this year, and a lot of publishers have been focusing on, you know, getting their Core Web Vitals passing with the new Google update. So Leap makes this really easy because it'll identify and make recommendations for you based on what theme you're using. Maybe you have plugins installed. Maybe you have social media widgets, just stuff like that that you might, you know, mindlessly, you know, put on your website. Maybe it's a styling thing, maybe it looks good or something like that. But maybe you don't know that it's actually hurting your core web vitals. And you know, how could you know unless you're a developer, like before this was really hard for you to figure out. And so Leap makes this really easy by, you know, putting all of these recommendations right there for you in your dashboard. So during Customer Week, we announced that this is fully available to all Azoic publishers now. So if you are an Azoic customer, you can see the Leap dashboard in your Azoic dashboard under the Speed tab.
Awesome, awesome. And can the kind of customer get support from Azoic to kind of understand what they need to do to like solve some of those problems kind of within Leap?
Yeah, so actually what's cool is when you sign up for Leap, so if you haven't set it up yet, you can actually opt to use our Leap Setup Assistant. Mm-hmm. which basically means that our speed team is going to set up your optimizations for you, which is amazing. And don't worry if you've already set up Leap and you want to take advantage of this as well, you can opt in for it at any time. It's just right there in the top left-hand corner, I believe, of your dashboard. It just says Leap Setup Assistant. Yeah. So what you can do is you can join the waitlist for that, and then it notifies us. And we have people from our team go in and they'll set up your optimization settings. And then also they'll go through your recommendations. The thing with Leap is there are some things that on our end that we can't do. Obviously, we can't change your theme for you, nor would we. But you know, those recommendations are there. Our speed team will leave notes for you on things that they recommend that you can change, and then how to go about those things. Also, under the recommendations on Leap, so if you have a recommendation of, you know, something that might be harming your Core Web Vital scores or how to change that, we have a website with all of these blogs and resources that you can refer to. So they'll be hyperlinked actually in that description. So right inside your dashboard, if there is a guide, you can just click on it and it'll walk you through how to make those changes. It's really awesome.
Cool. Yeah, no, yeah, it is great. It is great. I can, I can back you up on that. Like it's been great for,
it's so cool. It's awesome. Yeah. And I've really seen it, you know, it's really just developed and changed so much, since we launched it, which honestly, it really hasn't been too long, but it's awesome. A really cool part of it is, the leaderboard. So, you know, if you're someone, you know, who maybe isn't very tech savvy or you don't really know what you should be implementing or not implementing, you can actually go look at the leaderboard. What this is going to be sites that are using Leap. And if they have all passing Core Web Vitals, they'll be at the top of that leaderboard. So say you're all in the green, if you have a perfect 100 out of 100 Core Web Vitals, that's obviously the dream, right? That's the goal. So you can actually look and see what theme is that person using? Mm-hmm. What technologies do they have implemented? What plugins do they have implemented? You can look and see what host they're using. So it really helps you kind of compare side by side, like, okay, this person is using the same theme as me, so maybe I don't need to change my theme, something like that. Yeah. It really just kind of, you know, adds an extra layer of just information, just having that comparison there for you.
Awesome. I haven't looked at that in any great detail, actually. I'll go and have a look at
that. It's cool. Yeah.
Awesome. You got the support community, you know, within the dashboard now as well.
Yes. Yeah.
So tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah. So support community, another thing launched during customer week, shocking. So we really revamped our entire Zoic community. So that's community.azoic.com. If you've been a Zoic publisher for some time, you've probably been in there at some point. But we really wanted to like revamp it so that there's more value added when visiting this community. So it is now a support community. So really we wanted to give publishers, you know, a better way to get answers faster. So, you know, if you need help or something, there's already tons of threads that are created in there for really, you know, frequently asked questions with guides. But the great thing about the support community is that, you know, you can create a thread if you have a question or something about your site that you need help with. And a Zoic staff is in there and they can answer those questions. But also there are other publishers in there. So if somebody knows the answer to your question and they get to it first, then you're getting, you know, that answer so much faster. It also, you know, leaves room open for discussion. If people are having similar experiences or if they've tried different things, they can recommend those to you.
Awesome. Just a couple more things then about the Zoic product itself, like I wanted to talk to you about. I guess one of them is the video tools. So that's been out for quite some time now, but like not that many people really seem to be using it a lot or talking about it a lot. Mm-hmm. And I know from using you know, ad networks in the past that this, like adding video can be a great way to add extra revenue to your site. So, but you're kind of doing it in a really cool kind of way. So tell us a little bit about what you're doing.
Yeah. So yeah, our video player has been out for almost a year now. You know, and I feel like a lot of people might maybe don't know about it. It's really just because we've been working on constantly improving it. I think, you know, from when it first kind of launched and when it in its beta form to now, I've seen just vast differences. It's a really, really great tool. And it implements, you know, the same, you know, technology that our, you know, our ads do. It's using AI to insert videos onto pages where it makes sense. So really just increasing the value of your video ads in the same way that Ezoic does programmatically. So yeah, in 2022, it's going to be a really, really big year for video for us. So you can expect to see, you know, a lot more on the video player, and a lot is going to be built out just with video in general. But our video player currently gives you the ability to host your own videos, and then you can test inserting those videos on different pages. Our video player also index your videos in search results, which is really cool because right now I think only YouTube does that. So really just giving you the opportunity if you do create videos to, you know, drive more traffic to your website that way, since video kind of we've seen it taken more priority. And I think we can expect that with years to come. Just video content is kind of powerful and continuing to get more powerful. But yeah.
And I guess the other thing to mention there is that, you know, you're going to show video ads on the videos as well, which is kind of how we kind of generate more revenue.
So that, you know, that's how, you know, you're getting revenue from those videos. But I think with a lot of people, you know, they're trying to figure out right now is that transition to if you have a content-based site and you really focus on writing and maybe you don't have the resources that you need to create video, maybe you don't have the tools, maybe you don't, you know, have the money to outsource someone to create video for you, or that you just don't know how. A lot of people don't feel comfortable, you know, having their own face on the camera when it comes to creating video. So I know that there's, you know, various tools out there that you can use to kind of generate videos for you. But I think that's kind of the biggest blocker right now from getting people to use Ezoic's video player is having that video content to host. So that's going to be a really big focus for us, you know, coming into the end of the year and in 2022 is just giving, you know, those resources to be able to actually produce video content for your site.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm looking forward to that. Yeah. This
should be good. It'll be cool. I'm excited.
And yeah, the last tool is the new ad tester as well. That's something that, again, customer week, yes. Right? But yeah.
Right. How'd you know?
There's a theme here, right? But yeah. Yeah. Tell us about the new ad tester.
Yeah. So this is actually a new addition to the Ezoic plugin. So if you have the Ezoic plugin already, this is a WordPress plugin. So what this new addition does inside your plugin, it is under a tab called Ad Tester. So what this does is it basically automatically inserts placeholders onto your site, which is phenomenal. It's a huge, huge step. Just being able to instantly add placeholders to your site across your entire website without having to kind of go in and do that manually yourself. Because I know a lot of publishers struggle with this. And a lot of publishers, it's almost like a guessing game of like, how many placeholders should I be putting on my page? Where should I put them? And so a lot of, you know, publishers kind of resort to having an Ezoic representative set that up for them. So our best practices that all of our Ezoic reps that do these placeholder setups use is hard coded into this new ad tester edition. So really all you need to do is press a button and those best practice placeholders are going to be implemented on your site instantly. If you do want to customize this, you can go in and add or remove any placeholders that you like. But really, it's just going to save a lot of people a lot of time. And yeah, just taking that guesswork out. So really know that like you are earning the most that you could be doing with your placeholder setup.
Yeah, because I guess most pages, most websites are the same, right? They've got the main body of the page, mm-hmm. They've got the sidebar. Like it makes sense that, you know, you don't need a human to do that necessarily, you know?
Yeah. And, you know, we have our, you know, best practices. You know, I've always gone around telling people, they're like, oh, you know, I need someone to look at my placeholder setup. I need someone to look at my placeholder setup. So now you don't need that because you know that, you know, we have everything that we would add just as, you know, Ezoic representatives ourselves. Anything that we would add to your placeholder setup is going to be there automatically. So you can sleep soundly at night knowing that your placeholder setup is the best it can be.
Yeah. Yeah. And I guess, I mean, you can still go ahead and kind of test like placeholders like in other places and stuff. Like it doesn't stop you from doing that. Like you can still go ahead and
Yeah, of course. Again, it's customizable. So it's really just kind of going to take away that initial like
time
it takes to do placeholder setups, especially if it's your first site on Azoic. You know, some people, it takes them, you know, quite a bit of time. Mm. And so this really just eliminates that. Yeah.
Okay. Makes sense. So
yeah,
I think, so, you know, at Azoic, obviously you have a lot of publishers that kind of work with Azoic now. So you kind of, you have loads and loads of data and loads of information that you can kind of glean, I imagine, from all of these clients. And I just wondered if there's any, you know, kind of recent insights that you have from like the customer base in kind of anything that you can kind of think of that.
Yeah. Let me think here.
Probably like Tyler, I know Tyler kind of spouts all of these kind of statistics off from kind of the client base from time to time. I can't think of something that he said recently, but.
Yeah, it's something I was looking at yesterday. I don't know if we talked about the tag tester, but this is like a report we actually just published on a publisher is using the tag tester. So this is an SEO tool of ours, but this publisher actually saw their page views increase by 252% just by implementing the tag tester. What this is it's an SEO tool that allows you to test the title tags of your articles. So if you're not doing this, it sounds like something really, really simple, correct? But the impact it has is insane just by really testing a title. You could even test two titles for one article, but if you wanted to do three, four, you can do that as well. And it's really just driving more traffic to your website. This is going to be something, you know, we're really focusing on as well with the video player, just creating new ways in the next year to just drive more traffic to publisher sites. I think that's something that right now, you know, no one else is really doing. So of course we can give you the tools and the resources to be successful with monetization, but now it's like, how do we help you drive more traffic to your site? So I thought that was a really, you know, interesting statistic that stood out to me. Trying to think of something else. The video player too, since we were just talking about that. Dotfix on YouTube, if you know who that is, he actually just published a report on his experience using the video player. Mm-hmm. He spent $5 on a Fiverr video for his page to test the video player. And in 30 days, he had already increased his revenue for that page by $100. Mm. Wow. I thought that was insane. And I like to get that out there to more people because I think a lot of people who are a little bit scared to try video player, that might get that, give them a little extra boost to get interested in it. It just kind of goes to show how robust, you know, our video player has really become and it's continuing to grow.
No, interesting. Yeah. Yeah. I definitely need to get on that and give that a go.
Sure. I was really impressed by, you know, just in 30 days already seeing that $100 just added with a $5 investment. The ROI is pretty good.
Yeah, on just one page as well. And
Cool.
And I've almost forgotten what you were talking about just before that. So what was the stat you said before that? I've forgotten already.
So it was using the tag tester, which is like our SEO tool is 250%. I believe it's like 252 actually, but roughly. That was the page view increase just on that site from using tag tester, and just really testing, you know, different title tags for all of your articles, especially your highest earning pages. You should really be testing the title tags for that because anything that you can do to drive more traffic to those higher earning pages, it's going to make a huge difference in your EPMB and your revenue.
Yeah. So I guess the question I was going to ask was that how does the tag tester work, you know, specifically, like, is it testing A/B testing like titles like in real time or
it's not a split test.
Right?
So yeah, it's not a split test. So what you do is, you go in, it's pretty easy to use, just under the SEO tab in your Azoic dashboard. Mm-hmm. And then you would start a new title tag test, kind of a tongue twister. And you would put in the link to the URL that you would like to test. It'll actually automatically populate some of your highest earning pages that it recommends that you run title tag tests on. But assuming that you know your site, you would, you know what some of those pages are. So you can just grab that link and then you put it into the tag tester. And then you would just type in the title tags that you want to test. So again, you can just do the two. So you can have the original and then the one you want to test it against. If you want to do more, I think you can do up to four, maybe three or four titles that you can test. So you put those in and then they will each run for 1 week. So 1 week will be one title and then another week will be another title. And then it reports based on more than just traffic. It's going to do click-through rate, time spent on page for, you know, the different title tags. And so it'll take like a sum of all of those analytics that it's looking at. And then it'll tell you which title tag is performing the best. And it will actually automatically implement that one. So whichever title wins, it's going to automatically show that every time. So you don't need to check back and be like, oh, which one won? Okay, I need to go swap it out. It's going to automatically do it for you. So it's really, really easy, very user-friendly, and just a really great way to like get more traffic to your website. If you're not testing this out already, I highly recommend it.
Awesome. Okay. Before we kind of wrap it all up then, I'll be interested to get your thoughts on, like, have you got any kind of thoughts of what's coming down the road? What can we expect from the ad industry, from Ozoic kind of in the coming kind of 12 months or more, I guess?
Yeah. So, you know, Customer Week was our big kind of kickoff, just really highlighting everything that we have done this year and, you know, everything that's new and everything our publishers can expect. And same with, we want to just keep on with that same momentum. So announcing Levels, announcing that $12.4 million investment, that was a huge announcement, but we're not slowing down in any way. 2022 is going to be a really big year for us. There's going to be a lot of new products for Ozoic publishers. I can't think of a better time to join the platform really right now. It's going to be a huge year for video. Lots of new features coming to video. I wish I could share more about everything that's coming when it comes to video, but just know that there is going to be just the most, you know, robust features that come with, you know, video. And even if you're someone who, you know, doesn't know how to get started with creating video content for your website, we're going to be able to help with that. So really just, you know, helping publishers drive more traffic to their website, which is something, you know, we've never really done before. We're also going to be focusing a lot on, you know, sponsorship opportunities for our customers, highlighting our customers and, you know, getting our publishers content out there in front of other publishers, really showcasing their success, you know, diversifying their audience as well. So yeah, we're also hoping to bring back events in 2022. So fingers crossed for that. Who knows with the way that the world is in the pandemic, but if not in-person events, definitely we'll be doing virtual, but hopefully in person as well, because I think we all kind of miss interacting with each other face to face.
Yeah. Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. So, yeah. So when, I mean, I guess the in-person events, like where have you had them in the past? Is it just US or is it global?
So no, actually we've done, so our event that we've always done is called Pubtelligence. It's an event that's hosted at Google. So, it's a really cool event. We have, you know, keynote speakers from, you know, really big. We'll have SEO agencies. We'll also have people from Google come and speak. We'll have successful publishers come and speak. So really just a diverse group of, you know, experienced people. And it's really just for any Ozoic publisher, any even if you're not an Ozoic publisher and you just want to learn more about, you know, strategies and tips that you need to grow your business and things that you could be doing that maybe you're not already. Same thing, like we do a really big focus on the industry and what you can expect in the next year so you can be ahead of the game. They're really awesome events. We actually do them and we've done them all over the world, but we've done a few in England. We've done them in New York. We've done them in San Francisco. We've done them in LA. So really kind of spread around. And, you know, prior to the pandemic, we wanted to reach more, you know, more markets so that publishers from all over the world have the ability to attend this. But unfortunately, as we know, things took a turn with the pandemic. So hopefully in 2022, we'll be able to kind of get back to this. And, you know, really just expand it, revamp it, offer even more keynote speakers and covering different topics.
Awesome. Wow. Yeah. I look forward to that. If that happens, that'd be great.
Yeah, hopefully. Fingers crossed. Knock on wood. Yeah. You never know.
Yeah. Adam and I went to like the biggest SEO conference like in England last, I think it was last month. It was good to be back at a proper event.
How many people were there?
Oh, man, I don't know, actually.
A lot.
Quite a lot, yeah. I'd say it's probably...
Okay.
I don't know, 800,000 people, like, probably in, over the all of the... Yeah, I mean, they have multiple speakers on at the same time and things, so...
That's awesome. It would be really nice to get back to that too. Just being able to interact with, you know, publishers face to face, and also, you know, kind of providing that opportunity for, you know, publishers to meet with other publishers, you know, meet with other Zoa customers, or just talk to the people that are, you know, giving those keynote. It's really just, there's a lot of value to be earned. It's been really great in providing that, but unfortunately, it's kind of taken a standstill for the past year. Yeah. So 2022, we're hopeful for that.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, thanks for taking the time today, Sarah. I know it's early there, so thanks for getting up early.
Yes, of course. Yeah.
And nice speaking with you, and catch up again soon.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Thanks again for tuning in, and I hope you enjoyed the show. If you're listening to the podcast version of this episode, please subscribe on iTunes or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Please rate and review, as this will allow us to grow our audience and create more shows like this one. If you're watching on YouTube, please subscribe to the channel and click on the bell to be the first to know about any new episodes that we release. Until the next episode, goodbye.